the Saturday Light Brigade, and I am suddenly surrounded by women, five of them. And they are the women of Gemini Theater. Hunter was supposed to be here today, but he's not here. But that's why it's just all girls today. And Gemini Theater is presenting Rapunzel. The show already opened, which is a rarity. We usually have you on the opening day, but we have you today, and I'm glad because there's still time left to come and see the show. Let's meet the cast members who are with us. And yes, we're going to start with you. What's your name?
Paris.
Hi, Paris. How old are you?
8.
And what part do you play in Rapunzel?
I play Rapunzel's sister and one of Little Bo Peep's sheep.
Ah, very nice. Now, I didn't know Little Bo Peep was in Rapunzel, but this is a classic Gemini quirky plot part of it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. What other place have you been in?
I've been in Jack and the Beanstalk. I played the piggy bank and a vine and a student.
Well, very good. Would you like to say hello to anybody, like the people that brought you here or anybody who might be listening?
I want to say hello to my dad, my mom, my sister, my brother, and my pets.
What are your pets? Who are they? What are their names?
I have two bunnies. One's named Alice and the other's Mrs. Fluffnutter.
Mrs. Fluffnutter. Do they get excited around Easter time?
Mm-hmm.
What do they do? Do they like, you know, because bunnies are pretty important at Easter. I'm just being silly. What color are they?
Light brown. They're like a lightish brown.
I like rabbits. Do you have any other pets?
Two betas.
Ooh. Are they in separate tanks?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they have to be, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else there?
No.
Well, that's enough. Let's meet, thank you. Let's meet the person who's sitting next to you. What's your name?
Meredith.
Hi, Meredith. How old are you?
12.
And it's nice to meet you. What is your part in the play? What's your role?
I'm Little Bo Peep.
Little Bo Peep. So you get to be a shepherd, I guess, or mm-hmm. at least you have a sheep. What other roles have you had with Gemini? Have you been in other plays?
I've been in 3 other plays. I've been in, my first show was Velveteen Rabbit, and I was a little girl, Jenny. And then my second one was Charlotte's Web, in which I was a gosling, which is a baby goose and a cat. And then my other one was Holiday Tale, in which I was a sprite, which is like an elf, sort of.
Neat. What do you like about acting?
I really like that you can get to play someone else, and you can like transform yourself in a way, and you have fun doing it as well.
That's a great answer. Thank you. Would you like to say hi to anybody?
I'd like to thank my mom for bringing me here and supporting me and helping me.
And where do you go to school, by the way?
I go to Kappa 612.
And I meant to ask you where you go to school.
O'Hara Elementary School.
Great. Now, let's meet the third cast member who's here today. What's your name?
I'm Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. And how old are you?
I'm 12.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Hillcrest in the Norwin School District.
Nice to have you here. And what part do you play?
I am a spinach head. And I also play Snow White.
A spinach head. Amazing. And what is a spinach head exactly?
It's a part of the lettuce garden. And we have a lot of lettuce in there. And I'm the spinach that's just thrown in there.
So there's like one kind of oddball spinach.
We have iceberg, leaf, romaine, all the
So
types.
Everything's lettuce. Yeah. So you're the in the land of the misfit.
Yeah.
Leafy vegetables. Have you ever played a spinach before?
No.
That's an interesting... Are you using method acting? Have you been, like, thinking like a spinach?
Well, I went to Subway, and I was going to get spinach on my sub, and I thought, no, I can't eat my own kind.
No, that would be bad. That's very... That's very good.
It's a scary way of thinking, but...
Well, no, you're right. And, you know, it probably would taste like chicken, though, right? So, like everything else. What other plays have you been in?
I was in at Gemini, Esmeralda, and The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Pinocchio, Charlotte's Web, and A Fairly Wizardly Adventure.
Have you thought about acting as a career? You've really been in a lot of plays.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah. Do either of you, anybody else think of acting as something to do?
I might do it as a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really want to be is a wildlife biologist.
Hmm. How about you?
I want to be an actress when I grow up.
And do you, let me ask, do you want to say hello to anybody?
I want to say hi to my whole family. And I want to say hi to my friends, especially my two directors, Hannah and Maya.
Great. And now we have one more cast member. And yes, it's time. What's your name?
Sydney.
Hi, Sydney. How old are you?
I'm 8. Oh.
Oh, that's okay. You're fine. 8. And what part do you play?
I actually have a whole lot of roles. I am a pig. I am a villager in like a beginning like thingy.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that would
I,
be a vignette.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I'm a crow, then a dwarf, then I'm Gretel from Hansel and Gretel.
Do you have to do costume changes?
Yeah, I have like tons.
How do you do that?
Actually, one of them I have to change in the backstage hallway because there's so many things I have to do.
Oh my gosh. That's something. Nobody go back there while you're changing. That's a lot of changing. I've never been in a play, so I don't really know how these things work. Where do your costumes come from?
I don't know.
Well, I'll bet the last person we're going to talk to does. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening or acknowledge anyone?
I want to say hi to my mom, who brought me here, and my dad, who hopefully is listening, and both my brothers and my dog and my fish, if they're still there.
Are your fish going to meet the betas or?
No, it's just... Sometimes I forget to feed them, so I hope they're still there.
Oh, well, hopefully. Who do you forget to feed them to? No, it's just... What's your dog's name?
Brunella.
And Brunella doesn't let you forget to feed her?
No, because she barks.
And what's your brother's name?
I have two of them. One of them is Noah. The other one's Ryan. They are actually twins, but look nothing alike.
And are they younger than you?
Yes, I'm the big sister.
Do you like being a big sister?
Yeah.
Do you get to boss them around sometimes?
Yeah, but I get in trouble a lot.
How old are you again?
8, almost 9.
Where do you go to school?
Birchfield Primary.
Okay.
Shaler.
Yeah, and they're, how old are they?
My brothers?
Yeah.
They are 6.
Okay, you should have them feed the fish. That could be a little job for them.
Actually, my mom took away half of my fish and gave them to them, and they didn't even acknowledge that they were there.
Oh, no, that's not good. That's
why they're
good.
All back in my tank again.
Well, half of your fish was one fish, or was it more than one fish?
I have like 17.
Okay, so they each got 8.5 fish. No, they had to split 8.5 fish. They had 4.25 fish each.
Well, there's so many I can't really count.
They are hard to count. It's nice to meet you. And now... There's one adult here this morning, and hi.
Hello.
What's your name, and tell us about the role you play.
I'm Jill from the Gemini, and I play both Romaine Lettuce and Rapunzel.
And Jill, when I last saw her, she's been growing her hair.
That's right.
And you've got authentic Rapunzel hair. You don't normally wear your hair that long, do you?
No, it's usually in 2 braids.
Yeah. So Rapunzel, it's the classic story of letting down your golden hair. Is your hair golden
in
this play?
It is not golden. As you know, Gemini likes to really reach back into the original depths of fairy tales. And when you go back to beyond the Grimm brothers, Rapunzel didn't have a specific color of hair, but we have found illustrations from the Germanic story, and she actually has red hair. So yay for me.
Yay you. So we have Jill here today, and also Caroline and Meredith and Paris and Sydney, all and Sydney's birthday is like in 2 weeks, right?
March 22nd.
March 22nd?
I thought it was the 16th.
Well, it's soon. It's in 3 weeks. So happy early birthday. And you're going to do a song from the show, which is running through March 17th with performances Saturday and Sunday, two performances each day. Do you need to set up the scene you're about to do?
Yes. this is basically Rapunzel's been locked in her tower for a good 30 plus years. And her mother refuses to let her out. So this is Rapunzel entertains herself by singing goofy sounds to the hillsides that echo her back to entertain herself during the days that go well into the nights.
Well, here, part of the cast of Rapunzel presented by Gemini Theater with the scene you just heard described. Oh, not the right song. Okay.
It should be track 4.
Details. Here we go.
Oh, she just doesn't understand. It gets boring being here day after day. Oh, dear. Just another fun-filled magical day. Let's see. What should I do first? Dine out? Go shopping? Catch a play? Oh, wait. I can't, 'cause I've been cursed. 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 By a mother who locks me up in the middle of nowhere, up in a tower, hour after hour, day after day. With nothing to do, no one to talk to, an unwilling wallflower, cut off from society. And I am going stir crazy. Oh, but it's okay. 'Cause I sing to the hills and the hills sing back. It keeps me from having an anxiety attack. Until I'm free, it amuses me. All right, echoes, I hope you're ready. And I sing chicky chicky choo choo.
Chicky chicky choo choo.
Wah wah wah.
Wah wah wah.
Loodle loodle loo loo.
Loodle loodle loo loo.
Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah.
Eek.
Eek.
Moo. Yoda yoda lay.
Yoda yoda lay.
Oh, echoes, that was just wonderful. But look at all my friends passing by. Oh, it's still not that fun. My goodness. Just another fun-filled magical day. Watching life pass by. I wish I could get away, but I can't. And I wonder why. Why? Why? My mother locks me up in the middle of nowhere, up in a tower, hour after hour, day after day. With nothing to see, nothing to do, and a very small shower, which makes it really hard to wash my hair. Oh, and it's so disgusting because I can't rinse it out, and there's suds and bubbles everywhere. And do you think she cares? Oh, no, but I sing to the hills, and the hills sing back. It keeps me from having an anxiety attack. Until I'm free, it amuses me. All right, everyone. And I'll sing chicky chicky choo choo.
Chicky chicky choo choo.
Wah wah wah.
Wah wah wah.
Loodle loodle loo loo.
Loo 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 loo.
Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah.
Eek.
Eek.
Moo.
Moo.
Boop.
Boop.
Yona yona lehi.
Yona yona lehi.
Oh, thank you, echoes. That was so wonderful.
And thank you, Gemini Theater. Anybody forget to say anything they meant to say?
I would like to say that if people want to come, this is already a very popular show, Larry, and many of the shows are really close to sold out. So they should go online and get their tickets right away if they're interested.
Well, that's a nice problem to have. GeminiTheater.org.
We're great. Come see us.
We are awesome.
Any other unbiased reviews? Through March 17th, Gemini Theater and Rapunzel. Thanks for being here.